Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning, America. I am Dr. Vincent Medici. This is definitely indeed Straight Talk on Health. This week's going to hit 105 degrees. Make sure you hydrate. Make sure you take your sea salt. Make sure when you sweat, you replenish in every possible way, because we're in for it. I remember this happened a couple of years ago, not last September, but the September before. I remember the first week I was sitting at a cafe at 9 p.m. in the evening, and it was 107 degrees in Malibu. So beware of this and take care. Today's show, The Science of Breath. I am so happy to say, reports tell me that this show now is being heard all over the world, from South Africa to Japan to all over the United States. Please keep telling your friends. I don't think there's anything like this show in America, and I'll tell you why. Scanning the internet, as I do, and listening to the wonderful, wonderful amalgam of information out there, what I don't think we're doing enough on radio, on internet sites, on YouTube, all over the world, is giving people concepts. We give them data. That's what the computer is good for. We compile interesting facts. We tell our truths. We bare our souls. And all of this is wonderful, and let's toast to America. But what I don't think we're doing enough of, what I think is missing, are functional concepts. If you want functional concepts, you listen to this show every Saturday, 9, 10 to 11 a.m. And remember, I archive it on straighttalk.cc. The science of breath. Any of you in the holistic community, any of you that have been interested in natural medicine, have heard for years that breath is life, that there's some relationship between breath and your health. And yet there's this huge disparity between what you hear practitioners tell you, chiropractors, acupuncturists, nutritionists, Pilates instructors, rolfers, Hella workers, Feldenkrais workers, Alexander techniques, yogics, Tai Chi masters, martial artists, all telling you to breathe, that breath is life, that breath is integral to what you call health. And yet, tell that to your pulmonologist. Tell that to the guy at Kaiser. Tell that to your very fine pulmonary surgeons. Look for it in science. You're not going to find anything. Barely. There's a huge gap between what's floating out there in the esoteric field and what's considered standard science. Another big boo-boo science has made. Big boo-boo. It's 1960, and you're on the radio, and you tell your listening audience that cigarettes are bad for your health, that they cause cancer. And you are, in 1960, in 1955, to make a statement like that, just remember, those of you who are old enough to remember, if you claimed in 1960 cigarettes caused cancer, you were a buffoon. Seems like common sense looking back on it. You know what? It was common sense in 1960. It was common sense in 1950. It was common sense at the turn of the century. It was common sense in 1800 that cigarettes were not good. Just listening to your body would tell you that. But science decided that we couldn't substantiate that claim in 1960, and so it was okay to advertise that cigarettes were just the thing to do and don't worry about your health. This is the same faux pas they're making with breath. Your doctors are not being educated into the science of breath. And you know what? It's not really their fault. Their curriculums don't teach them. And you know what? I've been to many a holistic school, and they didn't teach it there either. This thing about breath is out there circulating and floating around in the ionosphere. And so naturally it's going to be understood as quackery. We are going to change your perception of that today. And for that contribution, you are going to tell your friends about this show. This is the one show of all the shows that you need to grab your friends, your workers, your family, and make them listen to this. Because I don't think there's a single thing more important than breath. But the science of breath, and there is a science, it's real. Breath, and the benefits from breath are real. So let's make it real. You're going to take an inhalation through your nose, not your mouth. If you take your inhalation through your mouth, you've ruined all the benefits. If I were counseling you, I would say sickness will follow when breath will not go through the nose. And I'm going to tell you why. So if you've got nasal polyps, if you've got allergies, if you've got a deviated septum, if you've got a really bad bite, whatever the reason, you may not be able to get breath through your nose, change that. Go to a nutritionist, your favorite nutritionist, change your diet so you don't make so much mucus in the morning or during the night. People that breathe all night with their mouth open, all night, snoring with the mouth open, breath not going through the nose, dangerous. People that don't have a good bite will not massage their sinuses. The sinuses, both those porous bones, the maxilla bones, on either side of the nose, and the ethmoid bone between your eyebrows, both those bones have holes in them. They're porous, like sponge. And those are the sinuses. And those bones, when your bite is in alignment, those bones move, they vibrate, and that vibration drains your sinus. Wow. They didn't teach you that in medical school, did they? Or chiropractic school, or acupuncture school. No, it's out there floating around, representative of people with credentials who have studied the human body, that publish, that talk, that preach, that do all the things entrepreneurs do. And then their work just collects dust. There's more good science out there on the low-end shelves of libraries at UCLA than there is at the top of the bestseller lists at Barnes & Noble, at Amazon. I kid you not. So that air has to go through the nose. I'll tell you why. If it can't, nasal polyps, allergies, the bite is off, fix those things. I promise you I'm going to get through this whole show today. So some things I'm going to have to get through. I'm going to leave that now. If the breath goes through the nose correctly, the air, the flow of air, the bombardment through the nasal passages of all that good, sweet air with the oxygen in it will go to two places. It'll go down through the oropharynx. And that's how you'll get the air into the lungs. So when it goes through the nose, some of that air, it separates. It separates and it goes down into your pharynx. And then into your bronchi, and then down into your bronchioles, and then into the alveoli sacs of the lung. And down there, that air that you bring in exchanges with the CO2, and life is sustained. That is the low end of its understanding. If that's all you understand about breath, then you should be a pulmonologist or a respiratory therapist. And those functions are important. Don't get me wrong, guys, if you're listening, if you're a pulmonologist. That's important. Very important. But there's another direction that that breath goes. That breath goes up towards the ethmoid bone. Now, the ethmoid bone is, if you take your fingers and put them right between your eyebrows, if you take your fingers and put them right between your eyebrows and go back about 3-4 millimeters, you're in another porous bone. It's got holes in it. It's got like a sinus in it. It's called the ethmoid sinus. It's a bone with holes in it. On one side of this plate of holes, it's like a screen. On one side, of the side the air hits, is the air, your nose, your nasal passages, and the one side of this bone. On the other side of this bone, sitting on the other side of this porous screen, sitting on top of that bone, on the other side of this screen, is your brain. Your brain. That's right, that brain in your calvaria, in your skull. So part of this air goes up through the nasal passages and hits the underside of the ethmoid sinus. And then on the other side of that flat bone, the brain is sitting. And now remember, there's holes in the bone. The vibration of the air zooming in, hitting the underside of the ethmoid sinus, starts to vibrate your brain. That's big. That's not little. That's huge. Now, we got to deviate a little bit. And hopefully, many of you have been on the website, have bought the subscriptions, have gotten and listened to the shows, the archived shows, so you can understand. I'm going to talk about dural tissue now. And we covered this in all the shows that I did on musculoskeletal, head and neck trauma, exercise. We talked about the dural tissue. We said that the brain has a wrapping around it. So the brain is shaped like a tadpole. The brain is this big circular blob, and then it's got this long tail. That long tail is your spinal cord. The brain and the spinal cord are encased in, they are wrapped in a tissue, a connective tissue called dural tissue, D-U-R-A-L, dural tissue. You know this. The moms out there know this. The surgeons know this tissue. We all know it from meningitis. Bacterial and viral meningitis is an attack on the dural tissue of the brain. That's why those fevers are so high and they can be so damaging. When you get an epidural, that's an injection on the outside of the dural tissue. When you get a spinal tap, that's an injection between the dural tissue, the coating to the brain, the saran wrap around the brain, and the brain itself, or the spinal cord itself. If you get a spinal tap, no, not the movie years ago, not the comedy. But if you get a spinal tap in the hospital, they stick that needle in between your dural tissue and the spinal cord, and they take out the fluid that's there. And you get a terrible headache the next day because the brain and the spinal cord are floating in cerebrospinal fluid. So when I say hits the brain is wrapped in this connective tissue called dura mater. And that dura mater has connections. It has connectivity. It has an intercommunication system from your brain all the way down to your sacrum. That's right.